Yeah. Coming at you, WBCFFL. Redbone. I remember that song when Morgan was a little girl. That was the first song that she knew. And look how good she's become after that. And welcome. This is the week six of the BCFFL podcast. My name is Troy Keener. I'm the commissioner of the BCFFL. Coming to you live tonight from the Lancaster Soup Party Production Studio. I have with me once again Mike Minnick, 1998 champion, original owner, otherwise known as
the loser.
Mother Flippin' Legend. Did you hear that? Flippin'?
Flippin'?
I
agree. We
should wow, how you doing, Mike? Welcome again.
Doing very good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get into it,
I'm going to attempt to not curse as much.
Well, that's two of us. I mean, after, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a crap show.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what, boy, we
we got some
this
good,
is what,
good feedback.
Yeah, it was inevitable. It was inevitable.
It
was a matter of time before we had a podcast like week five. I don't even know where to start. I need to first and foremost apologize to our listeners for the language that I expressed last week. It was a very challenging moment. I lost control, Mike, and you know I'm not a perfect person, and I'm very I'm complicated. I'm not you know I.
Sophisticated.
It was a rough week. But that being said, I had a lot of people say that they thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh,
it was
good.
Very, very entertaining.
I have a recommendation.
It was, for me, when I look back, I mean, there was even a moment in time there we actually took it down. We actually took the podcast. You and I were chatting the following day. And I started panicking a little bit and listened to a little bit of it, and I thought, oh my God, I can't, I, you know, we got litigation.
It sounded really good at the time.
The Diefenbach's litigation. I mean, then I had, you know, I said at some point, I said, you know what, hey, you know, we are who we are. And, you know, like I said, I'm an imperfect man.
And the people that listen to this have heard.
Well, they deserve better, Mike. They deserve better, and we're going to do better tonight.
Starting today. To do better.
Well, you know, there was some, you know, I take full responsibility for my actions, but, you know, I will say this, that's, you know, the Lionshead executives timed it right last week. And, by the way, this podcast is brought to you by Lionshead. But that being said, the executives, you know, showed up with the new supply, you know, hours before the podcast, and, you know, we're...
Well, I am partaking in the Lion's Head.
Once, you know, they... I'm not saying they were, you know, forcing my hand a little bit, but, you know, they were, you know, making me, you know, try out the product. And
drink responsibly.
Next time, I'm just saying we might have to keep... we might have to keep our podcast sponsorships, you know, open for discussion. If this continues on,
that's understandable.
You know, anyway, I felt like listening back, it was a little rough around the edges at some point.
It's time to move forward. We've made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can get the, you know, I was a little, you know, I started out with a Diefenbach's. You know, I take great pride in my my Pennsylvania Dutch heritage, and to hear the blue box or the blue bag is not made in Wilmersdorf kind of set the tone for the rest of the evening. And you know, now knowing that the BCFL has opened up litigation, opened up ourselves to some litigation.
We do have excellent counsel. We do.
Yeah, our solicitor Tom Esterly is all over this, and you know, we will be informed. You know, what our options are. Now, I did that being said. That being said, the following day, it almost felt like it was my Joe Namath moment.
Yeah, you're so pretty.
No, I'm.
Oh, not that. Not that moment.
No, I'm talking about the Monday night game when he was on the sidelines and they went to him and he was just made. He tried to kiss Susie Colbert.
He told her she was so pretty. That's why I said that.
Well, you know, the next day, Joe Namath realized he had that it was embarrassing and just.
Yes.
I almost felt like that was
my Joe
Namath moment.
Shit.
Besides the point, like I said, last week.
I wish that was my Joe Namath moment.
I said last week that, 2 weeks ago, after drinking a lot of this lion's head with Cooch and Jerry, that I felt like I fell down a flight of three steps, or three flights of steps.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, last Thursday, I felt like I fell down those same flights of three floors of steps, and then I rolled into James Street and got run over by the Red Transit Bus Authority. that's how bad it was. Too much foul language. We're going to clean it up, Mike.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there were some areas there. We're not going to go down those roads.
Nope, this is strictly a fantasy football.
Yeah, we're not going to return to some of those things we talked about last week.
I agree. There is a debate tonight.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And I apologize that we're
not you and I, but I wanted to mention that too. It's a healthy thing when you have people contacting you asking where the podcast is. That means people are listening.
Absolutely.
And last night was I had a work issue. Again, my life is a complicated ball of yarn, and
that's what we call it, a work issue.
Yeah, my job is very stressful, and sometimes I can't always. Things don't always go to plan, put it that way.
Candy is now called a work issue. That's fine.
Candy?
Isn't that her name?
No. No, I don't know who it is.
I don't know what's happening. Go ahead.
Mike, I wanted to point out, like I said, it's a healthy thing when people ask about it. We will obviously try to keep it on Wednesday nights just to keep everybody, we're up to, just to give you an update, we're up to 182 listeners now.
That's crazy.
And we got our first non-United States one. Somebody is listening from
Belgium,
from Singapore.
Oh, Singapore! They know their BC.
Now
FFL
let me ask you one thing:
Singapore.
Did you know how Cooch? I mean, you know how Vince likes to travel down to those Pacific areas. You know, you don't think he's gone to
Bangkok?
Left Wuhan for Singapore, do you? Can't
Thailand.
Be.
He's a big Thailand.
My guess is that it's probably Vince, but you never know. The stats are showing that, we're making progress every week. People are listening, and I was looking today. There's sponsorship opportunities out there. We could make some money at this.
I
might explore that. So I mean, we'll see.
We're getting beer. I don't think I really need any more sponsors.
Well, like I said, those Lions Heads executives, they can be very, very cold and very,
Oh, especially when they become the lowest point total for the week. that definitely helps.
Well, we'll get into that. How was the past week, Mike? You're coming up, you're the 19th hole again. I noticed this is 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we need to do it on not a day when I'm golfing.
Well, that's the problem here. I'm starting to see a trend, and I don't know if it should be concerning or not, but, we're going to keep this going. You don't seem as bad as you were last week.
No, neither. I'm much better this week.
Okay, good. Good, good. All right.
But I am having a lion's head.
Oh, you went for the power one, huh?
Double India Pale.
See, those are the ones that
it's 8.9.
We've been warned about that, but I'm just I'm letting you know. That's the power one there.
Yeah, that looks like a power. He looks angry, that lion.
Yeah. Well, let's make some announcements and news of the week. Here we are. We've got through almost halfway through the season. Once we get this week under our belt, we will be halfway through, and with the whole COVID situation seems to be a little bit more controlled. I'm going to say that, you know, we're going to make it. And
I think we're making it.
You
yes.
know, we didn't do the announcement like we talked about last week, but I don't know if we need to at this point. We're halfway. We're just going to power through.
Well, the only reason we should is that
something could happen.
Everybody knows that, you know what? Too bad. This is we're going through.
Yep. And we'll put that out there.
Okay.
And let everyone know.
Especially if you're a Raider fan. Did you hear about the Raiders?
Yes,
in
I did.
The
entire offensive line. But none of them were tested positive. They just sent them
home.
Oh,
there was one.
Yeah, one. But
and then I just got an alert today that said none of the offensive linemen are playing in the game.
Oh, boy.
But they do have enough backups.
That's good. That's good. They
so
will
they're
play
playing the game.
They will play the game. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, I had a great week. I celebrated my birthday with my sister and my daughter and my brother and brother-in-law Jason and
I did send you a nice jib jab.
Yes, that was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, that touched me. That was very good. It was funny. I cracked up at that. I enjoyed
it. That's good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we're not going to share that with anybody, but
No, that's just for us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and then the following day, I had another golf tournament with several owners. You know, Joel of the Bada Bing was in play. I played with the Hummels of Brothers Grimm, you know, actually I had some incredible tee shots. You wouldn't believe some of them.
It sounds great. It really sounds.
And then
like
in the middle
something.
Of it, guess what I did in the middle of it too. I played the pipes. I took the pipes with, had them on my back, had them in the cart with me, and at some point at a convenient place where the entire, you know, I was right dead center of the entire course, I brought them out and I played Amazing Grace, and I wouldn't be surprised if nobody on the course, or I should say everybody on that course heard that, and I, you know, it was a nice moment.
That sounds awesome.
A 10-year fulfillment to Jeff Hummel, who's who basically berated me every year, wanted to know where the pipes are. So I finally brought them through, and, man, I nailed it, too. I didn't miss a note. It was all good.
I don't know if I should bring this up, but I think I will.
Oh.
How was the – never mind.
No.
Okay. We'll
so, yeah, played the – it was good. It was a good tournament, Lebanon Valley. We were 4-under. I mean, that's pretty good for us. I mean, we had an eagle in number 7, believe it or not.
I do believe it.
I put a 5-iron about 220 out. I put it right on the stuck it on the green, and Paul dropped about a 25-foot putt.
What course?
Lebanon Valley, par 5.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
the
5-iron was freaking on.
That sounds awesome. You know that's
I had
that
everything. It took everything to get from it. It was one of those swings that I got every single ounce of it out, and it. I'm like, man, when I was in the air, I'm like, oh, that's got a chance.
There's a little backstory to Lebanon Valley. This is where Pinnacle 4 actually...
Oh, is that where it happened?
That's where they got their name.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've always wondered that.
Yes.
How did, you know, real quick, how did that actually happen, to be honest? I mean, it hit a tree and came back, right? That's what I heard. What hole was it?
No, it did not hit a tree. At all. There was no tree involved.
Oh, there's so much mystery to this.
There's
because that's a nasty scar he has.
There's like a par 3 on the front. It's like
yeah, number 6.
Number 6.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
so
it goes down and then it's like a
at the number 6 cart path to number 7 tee is like right at the same area.
Exactly, yeah. Oh.
And somebody got
you
little,
hit into the par 3.
No,
oh.
No. We got done with the par 3. And I had my driver onto that par 5.
Right. The one we eagled, number 7, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I eagled it right off his face because he was just getting out of the cart.
He was finishing up par 3.
He was getting out of the cart.
Oh, man. I could totally see how that could happen.
Yeah. There's a lawsuit there for Lebanon Valley because that's unsafe.
Yeah, it is. I totally understand. Here, I thought it bounced off a tree is what I heard.
No, lined it.
So you lined
right
it wrong. Oh,
into
man.
His face.
Did he stay on his feet?
Oh, he dropped.
Oh, I
he
bet.
He went right down. He grabbed his eye. I thought his eyeball was going to be in his hand.
God.
There was blood.
Oh, yeah, it's nasty.
He got up, got into the cart, and he started laughing and lit up a cigarette and held his
cooch,
eye.
Man.
And we drove.
Get cooch, man.
We drove to the clubhouse.
You mean you didn't play it out? You didn't play out the number seven? Kidding, man.
No.
Oh, jeez.
We did get a rain. Rain
oh, they gave you that at least. Well, no, that's a good. That's a good. You know, that's a good closing because everyone has always.
And I hit a Pinnacle 4. That's why. It's
yeah,
cool.
I knew that. But wow, okay. Well, good. Thank you for
it is hard,
sharing.
I really. Let's move on.
All right. Yeah, that is a tough one. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Enough for my week. It was. Other than that, it was good. You know. We didn't win the tournament, but, you know, it was a good time.
Four under rarely
no, not
wins
it was a
scramble.
No, but, you know, it was
that
fun. A lot
good.
Of fun.
I wish I was
time.
There. I
well, we gave you the invitation. I don't think you got it or you never responded.
No, I didn't. I did,
seems
I,
to
yeah,
be another common
denominator. Sure I didn't get it.
You're always getting my you're always turning down my invitations. This is not right.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Now that I see you every week, there's really no reason that there has to be any consent.
All right, Mike, you want to talk a little bit about this past week?
I would like to, because I think we need to try to keep these to an hour.
Yeah, I agree. Like, well, that's another part of last. That was another thing about last week. Things got, like, dude, it completely came off the rails, all right? I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, anyway.
What are we in, 15 minutes?
Yeah, we're already on 17 minutes.
Here we go.
And all right, go ahead.
So, should we go over the previews, Troy? You pick a game, and I have.
Well, let's talk about the past week.
Well, that's what I meant. I didn't
oh,
mean
you said
previews.
Previews.
I did say previews. I didn't mean that.
Oh, you meant the.
What's it called?
Well, whatever happened last week, I guess, is what you'd call
review.
It.
Review.
Review. Call the review. Let's call it a review. Let's go with, why don't we start with what we thought would be the game of the week, and it didn't really turn out to be the Grimm and the big TDs.
Yes.
We talked this game up last week, and it looked like it would be a, you know, just a shootout, but man.
If there was ever a week that exemplified what kind of horse shit and pure luck this stuff is.
Well, you got that
it was
right.
This past week.
Yeah, well, you know why?
Because what did we get? Like
did you look
one
at
or two
did
wins?
Did you look at our
I
stats?
Don't even know.
Oh, I didn't get one. I was 0-6 picking games.
Yeah.
You were 1-5. So, no.
I'm killing it, baby.
Yeah, we are definitely not Jimmy the Greek.
No,
that's for sure.
It was pure luck. I mean, there was so much unbelievable.
Well, who would
stuff.
Have ever thought Rodgers puts a 1.4 out there and unbelievable?
That was unbelievable. Exactly.
I expected a lot more from that game. It looked just – it was like the championship – the NFC championship game. You thought the Packers would come out and play, and they just – I mean, I was just dumbfounded. I mean, how a team can look so good and then look so bad.
The big TDs had 132.
132, good solid effort. Jackson came back for him.
38
you know.
Points.
Fuller came out of nowhere. So, yeah, it was a good win for Jerry.
Yeah. He loves kickers, and his kicker got 2 points.
Yeah, he loves that.
And you were last week mentioning he's picking up these defenses.
Yeah, I did. I did see. That's another thing
and
I mentioned.
And the Dolphins.
I mentioned a lot of things last week that just you know.
Well, let me just.
Hope he's not upset
this.
About, but you know, I
so
think
the
I was
Dolphins
a little
got 18 points.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because they played the Jets. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's why he's doing it.
He ended up dropping them. Do you know who he picked up this week?
I do not.
He picked up the Buffalo Bills. Do you know who they play this week?
The Jets.
You are correct.
What do you think he's doing?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I got. Well, that's another thing, you know. And then he's dropping people before the Fab runs.
Well, he knows.
And
he
now he's down to 16 players.
He knows he doesn't.
And I
want
texted
him
the other day. I'm like, dude, you know you got to pick. He's like, well, I don't. You know, there's nothing else. He's like, I can't go with 16. I'm like, I guess you can. I mean, I guess if you wanted to do 16. That's fine. I guess there's nothing in the rules that you can't say that, you know, you can't go with 60.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, you know, maybe it's, you know, another one of these rules we got to put out there and vote on that. You know, you got to drop someone when you add. I don't know. I've never run into an owner that says I'm going to go with 16 instead of 17.
Yeah, I don't.
And this is the same guy that was demanding two IR spots for COVID, and now he's going out with, he wanted 19, and now he's now he's being adamant about only 16. So hey, that's Jerry's call.
And you realize the Brothers Grimm left Julio Jones with 37
well,
points.
Like I said, I was playing with the Grimm, and
did they bring that up?
Oh yeah, that was brought up immediately within about, I think it was about 1:15. Julio already had like 20 points, and and they were not happy. I think that
did they say why they didn't start him because of the injury?
Yes,
concerns?
I think it was some concerns with his injury.
Thank goodness they did, because otherwise I would have been eliminated from that pool because my team.
So let's get it out there.
Was a steaming pile.
So
of poo-poo.
Unbelievably, the Brothers Grimm are eliminated from the pool.
Yes.
No one saw that coming.
No.
Those of us that are still in it, that's probably a good thing.
You know, I called it last week when they scored the highest amount of points.
Yeah,
now
you said,
I didn't call.
Yeah, you're a week behind on that prediction, but.
I was just off.
All right, let's go to the other game that we thought would be really interesting was the Reaper and the bailing out. I picked the Reaper. Like I said, I didn't get any games right. I mean, I'm not even gonna try to explain myself. But when you look at it, man, Tannehill is just on. It's hard to beat.
Apparently, since week nine of 2019, he is the second best fantasy quarterback in the league.
Well, I'm telling you, and I'll give Ed credit, because I think week three, he texted me at some point and said that he was losing. Like, he was pretty much saying, look, don't count me out. I think he was 0-3 or 1-2. And he was pretty much saying, look, I'm losing to the team that is scoring the highest points every week. So, he's basically saying, look, I'm my record does not reflect how good my team is. And
right.
You know, at this point, he's right. He has scratched himself back into it.
You realize that.
And he's 3-3. And, we were talking up that division over there in the AFC.
Yes, we were.
And look at our division. We are exactly the same. We got 2-4-2 teams.
Written down.
Yeah, and then Ed's hanging in. So in a matter of 2 weeks, this league has completely turned upside down. You were 4-0, and now you've reached a point where you've hit a little skid here.
4-2.
But you saw that you lost your running back. You knew you would.
McCaffrey, he went down. And my wide receivers, because of Juju Smith-Schuster, who can, I'm going to try to keep this clean.
Keep it clean, dude.
Suck my dick, because he's an asshole.
That's not exactly clean.
6 fucking yards.
It's not clean, but all right, well.
Well, you know
good
what?
Good win for the bailing out. Good win.
I apologize.
Here's another one that kind of. Here's another one that threw me, and it came down to Monday night. P4 and the Heroes, man.
Oh, that was a good game.
That was
a shocker.
Yeah, and you know what? P4 is looking pretty good all of a sudden.
Well, yeah. You get.
Here's another team that just completely turned themselves around. And then, and Drake, when Drake can score, and now they got Thomas coming back.
He had.
Don't count him out.
Three dudes. Watson scored 52, Drake 37, and Kittle 25.
If they get healthy again, they're going to,
he still has Thomas.
Yeah, he's still got time. He can get back to 500 at week 8, and he's going to be a player. He's definitely going to.
You got
to
break it down and do 4 increments.
Yeah, don't count him out. I mean, he just had some bad luck in the beginning of the season.
Unfortunately for the Heroes, Cooper Kupp had 1.1, and Tyreek Hill had 2.5. And I'm sure that
Cup's,
he feels the
Cup's
same
been
way
a disappointment,
about his wide receivers. Because wide receivers are next week, Troy, I'd like to look at the top wide receivers, because I have a feeling it's like a complete crap show. A lot of
Bulldogs on that list, if you want to be. Anyway, let's go to here's the upset of the week.
Who do the Bulldogs have? Who do the Bulldogs
Hold on,
have?
Let's go to the upset of the week here. DFW.
Oh, my goodness. DFW.
No shit. Ryan throws almost 60 up there.
Yeah.
And I was texting back and forth with Hardy early on. He's like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Swift.
And we talked up Stafford so much. And Stafford just kind of, Detroit won big, but Stafford didn't put the numbers up that I thought he would.
Hopkins. I mean, he just.
Yeah. And then he, I'll give him credit. This week, he realized that he's made some moves, and look who he's beat. He's beat the B team, and he's beat the Brothers Grimm. So he's 2-4. He takes a lot of heat this year, but you know what? I'll give the rook some credit here.
I offered him a trade.
Did he respond?
We're in negotiations.
Okay, well that's good. Yeah, I mean, I think he's learning on the fly here, and I'll give him credit. You know, it's very, very, very difficult to come out of nowhere. You know, when you look past, when you look at the last, probably five or six teams that turned over, it was a team that was doubled up, and went on their own, like right. Jerry and Tom. So they had, right. Experience. But when you come into this league, fresh,
right. Yeah.
I mean. It is daunting. Number one, you know, the owners themselves are intimidating. It's very, very daunting. And I'll give this guy credit, man. He's hanging in. I think he's realizing now, six games in, he probably knows a lot more than he knew week one, knows what he's up against. And, you know, maybe he may not make the playoffs this year, probably won't. But I'm telling you what, he learned a tremendous amount, and I'm sure that, you know, he's going to stick it through.
Well, I can see by the way he drafted, he definitely has his eye on the college game. He knows
definitely.
The college players
absolutely.
That are coming in.
Yeah.
And he's
he's
just got to
yeah, once he knows,
mix it,
yeah, right, once with experience of how things work. Yeah, I got that sense myself. So I think ultimately Scott's going to be he's going to look back on his first year and say, you know, it was a learning experience, but – I think ultimately he's going to be a quality owner.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
As far as B team, it was just an average week. I mean, you look at 22 for their – if it wasn't for their defense, it would be a pretty awful week, to be honest. And I don't. Right. And I think the B team would be the first to say that
it
was just an off week.
Zeke Elliott only gets 4 points. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all those fumbles, man. Those fumbles. I mean – yeah, you know, it's one of those weeks, you know, you roll along, you know, you have like five, you know, you go 4-1, 4-0, and then all of a sudden you have a week like this, and you start, we've been there.
Yeah.
You start doubting, wow, man, I really am not that good. You can't ever let yourself get too high or too low.
That's true.
So speaking of too high, let's move on to the Bulldogs and Bing. Because, man, I got to tell you, man, I wish it was week 13 right now.
So this is.
I wish it was week 13 because I am so.
You haven't won.
I'm so healthy right now, and I got so many options.
We both picked against you because
I know
you had like four starters.
Dude,
were out.
Yeah, not only that, I had much more than that. I had my entire like I had zero. I was putting everybody in there, and that I barely filled a roster. I had to pick up Landry just to fill a ninth spot, who didn't do shit. But
do you know that Cousins at halftime was what, -2?
Yeah, I know. It was really bad.
And he finished with 45 points.
Hey, man, I love those trash stats. I mean, those are the best. When I was listening to it on, on the way back from the tournament, and I'm like.
I'm sure you're aware. Henry had 50. Oh,
and then Henry finally came through.
And then you picked up some kicker off of waivers.
No. I drafted him.
And
I drafted him, dropped him.
He was on Jerry's team somehow.
Yeah.
And now he's back on your team.
I have my eye on that guy.
21 points.
That's right.
I drafted him.
I thought I could sneak him through a waiver week. I had to pick somebody. I think it was the whole Bell got on IR, and I picked up Gore. I thought I could sneak him through. Jerry snagged him from me. And, you know, Jerry, he goes through kickers like, his underwear.
Like his defense.
And so, shit, I'm glad to have, I'm glad to have him back on my team. Yeah, 21 points, man. And like I said, I wish it was week 13 because, I am, like I said, you can't get too high. But, I had a great weekend. I have never had a high score at all before 2020. And now I have two in matter of 6 weeks. Now, that was the same guy who was saying, you know, this bet can't go on, and, you know, Hardy and I. But I'll tell you one thing, Hardy, I thought about it this past week, and I apologize. I guess we'll keep this bet. we'll see where it goes. I mean, you know. Yeah. So that's it. Bada bing. They had a great showing from Jefferson. Unfortunately, every point that Jefferson got, I was countering with Cousins. So, yeah. There was a moment on before the Monday night game. Joel was down like 60 points, and he had Gallup and Dalton. I thought, well, you know, this game isn't over yet. You know, I mean, if Dalton goes crazy and hits Gallup on a bunch of TDs, you know, I could be losing this game at 153 points. But it didn't happen. I'm thankful for a great week, and I think that's all the week. That's all the games. Oh, wait, we didn't talk about your game.
No.
And you were so close to being bounced. Not a good week for you, Mike.
It was a very bad week. It was a very bad week. I mean, I was so happy that Allen threw a BS touchdown towards the end of that game.
Allen's kind of shitting. I mean, he's not doing well the last 2 weeks, man. Is he coming down? Is he coming down to earth, or are the Bills coming down?
No. I think their defense is horrendous. But I think Allen is absolutely fine. He'll be fine. I'm not too worried about him. It's just I have wide receivers that just stink.
And you know, I got to say, when you look at the snipers, Murray is just, I mean, if you watch that game on Monday night, this kid is special.
Do you know how many completions he had, Murray?
No.
9.
That's it? And he got 40 points.
Yes, correct.
He unbelievable. 40 points,
and the guy can't complete a pass.
You know, when he gets Chubb back, Orson's another team who is going to – I mean, his record does not, you know, indicate
Troy
how
Burton
good he is.
Had 20 points, 20.9 points. Do you know who Troy Burton is?
No, I don't. Indianapolis tight end, but I don't – that's about all I know, man.
Yeah, he started 2 weeks, and he was picked off waivers. So, anyway. So, it was a rough week for me. I am so happy that the Grim just had a little bit worse week because.
Yeah, you were close to being.
Bounce. Absolutely. Not this week, though. Not the next week coming up because Allen plays the Jets.
So, Miles will just so we got 6 teams out. Half the league is out now. Half the elimination pool is established.
And I do have here that the 6 that are remaining. Would you like to hear them?
Please do.
So we have the Bing. Imus, Big TDs, B-Team, Snipers, and Bailing Out. Is that correct? As far
that
as I know,
that sounds right. Yeah. Are you sure about the Snipers, though? Or
yeah. Okay. I kind of double-checked because my brain farted a couple times.
Okay.
But
right.
Reaper, I think, is who I got confused with.
Reaper and the Snipers, I always confuse. Yeah. Okay, cool. So there it is. Half of them already are it's set. I mean, wow. All right. So it was a good week. It was an entertaining week. I enjoyed it. It was upsets, you know, special. And the league kind of came back down. Now, if you look at the round of the league, I think it was you that said there was what? There's six. Wait, how many? Four?
Well, there's that was before the P4.
Oh, before, so now it's only 5, four,
two.
1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah, so there's 5 4-2 teams, and there's only
halfway
one
through, it's pretty interesting.
1-1-5 team.
Right, who would have saw the Reaper, and guess what I'm playing this week?
Well, when we go over the picks,
all right.
I got some exciting news for you.
All right, Mike, well, there is one... One person wrote in, Mike, wanted to ask you a question. This since we're in the middle of the we're done with week 5 review. Before we go into the preview of this week.
Yes, we are. Okay, good.
Gabe Athaus out in Fort Zellers, Pennsylvania. His name? Yeah. Gabe Athaus.
Gabe Athaus.
Yeah, Gabe Athaus out in Fort Zellers. He
again, that sounds a little fishy.
His question is to you, the mother flipping Imus. It says here, you referred to yourself as having a disease last week in the disastrous Week 5 podcast.
I said possibly.
Do you think, if that's the case, why are you exposing our beloved commissioner to your disease? What exactly are you referring to when you say that you have a disease, and shouldn't you be not exposing the commissioner of the BCFL to this?
Well, I don't know. I possibly could have, like, Alzheimer's, where you don't remember anything from, you know, long term. So I don't think I would be experiencing you to anything unless you can pick up a disease that is hereditary. So.
All right. All right, Gabe. Well, there you go, Gabe.
It's stick it right up his Gabe, kazoo.
It's not, you know, it's not one of these diseases that you can. What's the word for a disease that you can catch? It's not.
It's not viral.
Yeah. So you think it's just your memory. It's not like it's.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
I don't think you can catch my memory.
I think Gabe was just concerned about, you know, my health, not necessarily yours. Maybe. But, you know.
Thanks, Gabe.
I appreciate that, Gabe, and thanks for looking out for me.
I have a question, Troy.
And, you know, it's, I guess, you know, he'll deal with the disease the way he deals with it, with another lion's head, probably.
I have a question for you. I really want you to think about this. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right.
This is kind of concerning, though, because after last week, I'm just a little bit gun-shy here. Go ahead.
If you had a condition where you were blind, but it was only when you were indoors, or if you were outdoors, which would you pick?
Oh, definitely indoors.
So you, like, no
that's
TV,
that's a zero.
No TV, you'd be able to.
Yeah, I mean, there's the majesty.
Wow, you
majestic, what is that word?
Yeah, that's a word, majestic.
The majestic earth and everything you see out there, just, you know. When you're driving into Lambeau Field and you see Lambeau Field on the horizon, yeah. That's one view.
You would miss that if you were indoors.
Yeah, definitely outdoors.
You wouldn't be able to watch, like, you know, any TV or
any
sports.
No, I put my TV outside.
Well,
I'd go to the games.
That's a little...
whatever.
That's a little... okay.
And, you know, yeah, let's go into the week six, Mike. I know... And, you know, I want to touch on one thing that, you know, one of the things that, before we do that, one of the...
You mean week seven?
Week seven. One of the good feedbacks that we had from last week was the BCFFL memory segment that I started. And I got one this week.
The one that I can't remember.
Yeah, the one that you can't remember.
Yeah, because of my
disease.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll save it for after the...
No, I'd like to hear it.
We'll save it. I just want to say that, you know, we had that was well received. I actually have some owners that are, you know, probably going to send in their memories.
That would be excellent. You know, because I had a couple that came.
We have yeah, that's what I mean. Everyone has the special memory. I don't know if I can be able to recall this one tonight properly and give it enough justice, especially since I'm trying to refrain from swearing. But I'll do my best. So let's go into week seven previews, Mike.
When are we going to do this memory?
We'll do it after the previews.
Okay.
I'm just saying that, hey,
that
you know.
Okay, that sounds good. All right. Because I don't want to miss out on that. You're just hanging out a little carrot there to keep people listening.
That's it.
That's an excellent idea.
You know, well, I know that it won't involve Yinxy throwing up. I know that.
Well, thank goodness for that.
True story, though. Go ahead, Mike. Where do you want to go? You want to go?
You know what? Let's go.
Why don't we go with what we think is the game of the week? And
I got that.
And what do you think that's going to be?
I think it's going to be B Team and Brothers Grimm.
That's exactly what I was going to say myself.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, it is a big. It's a conference game. The Grimm have a 2-point lead on their other teams in that division. They're pretty comfortable in that division, even though the Pinnacle 4 DFW are showing some signs of life.
2-point lead. I thought you were going somewhere else.
Two-game lead.
Oh, all right.
But the B team had a rough week. They obviously want to bounce back.
Yeah.
Right now they're 45. It's pretty close. Their B team's at 45%. Brothers Grimm 55. At this moment, B team's got Stafford in. We don't know if that'll change, if they'll go back to Breeze. I don't know. I mean,
he should not go back to Breeze.
You have been busting
Atlanta?
His ass. I know. And it's
Atlanta.
I know. 55 over under. They have to stay with Stafford.
Oh, see? There you go. That's what I like to hear. You get pulled out the over under. Nice.
You
got to
stick with it. He'll keep Stafford in.
Sometimes it doesn't work. And, you know, most of the time I make a suggestion, it doesn't work. But
well, after the Grimm laid that egg, I'm sure they're going to put Julio back in there. There's no doubt they're going to have Julio in there. Now, you know, that works both ways because that game is 55 over under, and, you know, Julio's in that game too, so you never know.
Well, that's true. That's true. I think
my gut's telling me that it's going to be the B team. I'm going to go with the B team.
Okay.
How about you, Mike? Where are you leaning?
Well, before I go into my prediction, I have a little thing I'd like to read here. It says, I think it's going to be a shootout. It's definitely going to be a high-scoring affair between
I have a feeling the Grimm
and the B team. I really like Stafford at Atlanta. I also really like Rodgers at Houston. And after being
57 over under.
After being embarrassed.
If you got any players in that game, you better play them.
Right.
Vegas is I haven't seen a 57 in a long time.
That's only like 6 years away, buddy. I like the Brothers Grimm a little bit more. Put me down for the Brothers Grimm.
No, I mean 57 over under. But all right, you're going.
Okay. It's coming up on us.
57 over under is what I meant. Another good game this week that I'm kind of looking at and saying interesting is the Bing and the Imus. Another conference game, division leaders at this point.
Oh, there we are.
You know, the Bing's got a one-game lead on the Snipers. I mean, they're not worried about the Reaper. But the Snipers are staying with them, and the Bing needs a win this week. And so do you. You're on a two-game skid. This is an interesting game because both of you need to come out of this with a win, and I don't know, man. Dalton looked like – if Joel doesn't – do you think Joel makes a move at QB? Because Dalton looked really bad, man. He looked bad.
I don't think it really
I hate
matters.
To say it.
It doesn't really matter because I'm going to whoop him. This is my lock of the week.
Lock of the week. You're going with yourself as a lock of the week. You got some balls, man.
Allen against the Jets.
As Joel would say, you believe the balls in this prick.
Yeah, well, you know. I think he's, what am I favored by, like? 60% or something?
You're at 61%. I have not seen the Bada Bing at a 39% underdog in a long, long time.
I really like me this week, and since I liked me the last 2 weeks and I fucking lost, it's probably not a good sign, but it's the lock of the week.
You know what? I'm going against you. I'm going to go with the Bing. Sorry, I just see the
why. There has to be some type of reasoning behind this.
I'm looking at the potential for points, and I see the games that Bing's players are involved in. Vegas is saying lots of points will be scored. Now, you go by matchups. I go by Vegas. What do you think of that? What do you think of those apples?
I think there's a reason you went 0-6 and I went 1-5.
Okay. You were so much better at 1-5. All right, whatever. Let's go to the
I'm pretty much going to decide to go against what I really think, except for this one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Snipers and bailing out. Not much to talk about here other than some teams that are kind of pulling themselves out of bad starts.
Oops. Sorry about that. I apologize.
Right now, Snipers haven't done anything with their lineup. They got a bunch of guys on byes. And Murray's going up against Seattle. That could be a you want to talk about a shootout right there. That could be one right
that's
there.
That's a big time shootout.
Yeah, exactly.
He might
you know Tannehill, Tannehill and Pittsburgh, that could be ugly too. I'm going to go with the Snipers because I just think that Murray is just going to score a lot of points.
Well, if you're going with the Snipers, I'm going with bailing out.
Oh.
I like their wide receivers a little bit more.
Okay.
Ridley against Detroit, Diggs against the Jets.
All right. Well, it's all
I,
right,
I
cool.
don't want them to win. If I can, if I can pick, hey. I'd say, hey, Snipers, can you win, please? Since you beat my butt, you know.
Okay. Well, let's look at the here's an interesting thing.
All right. What's that? What's that?
DFW Metroplex is at their highest percentage, even though they're still an underdog. They're at 45%. This is the highest they've ever been as far as in this game before the game started.
Wow.
So they're almost even with the Heroes. How do you see this game working out? Because, I mean, the Heroes,
well,
you know, they got to be concerned a little bit. They haven't had.
I hate to say it, but I'm going with an upset. I'm going with DFW.
Oh, boy.
Because Ryan.
Scott's finally getting some love.
Yeah.
And Metcalf against Arizona.
Yeah. Hopkins against Seattle.
If he only had a running back. If he only had one.
I offered him.
Just one. Oh, you're
I offered him a running back.
You're trying to get Metcalf, aren't you, bastard?
That's fucking right I am.
You're trying to counter me.
That's exactly
you
what I'm
son
trying
of
to do. You
well,
do
you know
exactly
what? Scott
what
and
Eric,
Scott and
do.
I are going to talk tomorrow.
Well, we were already talking tonight.
Well, we will be talking tomorrow. Because he could take I'll give him Lockett for Metcalf.
And he won't take it.
You're trying to. I know what you're doing.
Let's just say I.
You're trying. You know where it's. You're worried, aren't you?
I am worried.
Yeah. You're trying to get
I'm
Metcalf.
Worried.
You're trying to get Metcalf. You son of. All right. Well.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Well, he needs a running back.
He does need a running back, and he doesn't like McCaffrey.
You know, if Scott's
he doesn't want McCaffrey for Metcalf. Just saying.
Whoa.
Apparently, that's not a deal that's good enough.
Whoa.
So apparently, we're not going to be making a deal.
You offered that straight up?
I'm just saying.
Scott, if you're listening, take that off. I mean, I don't want Minnick to have Metcalf, but
He said probably not the way this year is going.
Wow.
I tell you how hard it is to do a goddamn deal in this league. You can't get rid of
that was
McCaffrey.
That was number one pick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah. Yeah,
the
that's
number
that's
one. Wait, hold on. That was the number one pick of the 2020 draft, and you can't trade him.
I can't get
for
can't,
what?
For
what round was
Metcalf
taken? I can't believe this.
Third round, second round, third round.
Scott, I'm telling you, you know what, Scott? You stick to your guns. You tell you stick with you held on to Metcalf.
You know
I'm telling you how much Metcalf did.
Don't go
against. Don't let this guy move you around, Scott. You hold on to Metcalf. I love it. This is awesome. You know what? I'm thinking.
Let's move on to the next game.
No, I didn't pick mine yet, man. I love it. That's awesome. I love it. All right. Well, then, if he's not going to take McCaffrey,
yeah,
then I'm not even going to get.
There's
I'm
no
not
point.
Even. There's no point.
There's
I even talk contact.
Troy, you
All
want
right.
McCaffrey?
No, no, you. I will not be doing any trades with my division. You know what? I think that. You know what? This is crazy.
I'm a little annoyed.
This is crazy, but I think that I think Mahomes is going to get punched in the nose by Denver. Guess what? I'm taking DFW too.
This is bullshit. You know what? Oops, I apologize. Son of a gun. I'm trying here.
P4 and Big Titties, right now, believe it or not, our champion is a 45% underdog. Who would have saw this coming?
That's unbelievable.
He's got Jackson on a bye. That's
got
to be why. You know, he's moving his kickers and defenses in and out, you know, quicker than, you know.
Yeah, but Buffalo against the Jets he picked up. Yep, he's moving them because he got 20 points last week.
All of a sudden, P4 is looking pretty damn good with Kittle, Thomas, Drake is now finally starting.
Who's their quarterback? Herbert.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, that's a, you know, hey.
No, I'm not saying
trust
that in a bad
hey,
way.
Hey, man, I got Allen, and I'm telling you.
What do you mean you got Allen?
I got Keenan Allen and Hunter Henry.
Oh, Keenan
I'm all in on the baby blues, man. Are you kidding? Jerry pointed it out the other day. I have no problem with his quarterback. I'm going to go with the P4 here.
Well, that takes away a little steam, but I'm going to add a little steam. I'm going to take P4, and I'm going to say the big TDs are eliminated from the elimination pool. Mark wow. It, mark it down.
Okay. Let me mark that down.
Mark that down because I've been nothing but on point all year.
See it happen.
All year I've been
I could totally
money.
See it happen.
Take it to the
– No, you haven't, but that's all right.
Well.
Let's go to the last game,
when
Mike.
You're 1-5,
yeah.
You can brag.
I'm 0-6. And it, well, you know, it's funny. Let's add them up.
That's 10. I know I
all
have
for
10
the for the season. I am
14
for the yeah for the entire season. You're 10-14. Not a very good. I'm 9-15. So I mean,
yeah.
This isn't as easy as you think it is, folks. So
no,
just
it's
keep
not.
That in mind
it's
too.
Not.
All right, so let's go to the last game that we haven't talked about, Mike, and that
what's
is
that
is the Bulldogs and the Grim Reaper.
Oh boy, you're gonna love this.
I'm a 56%. You know, look, you know, on paper, it's a pretty even game.
I'm going to go with the Bulldogs. Hopefully put the reverse jinx. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs because the Bulldogs are the best team there ever was or ever will be, there ever is.
Wow. Thank you, Mike.
There was sarcasm in there.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully I give you the ultimate jinx.
Oh, I'm taking.
I'm still taking the Bulldogs.
I'm riding the dogs, man. I mean, the dogs are. I am a.
Russell Wilson.
I am very, very satisfied right now with my team. I'm very happy. I'm very healthy. I got more options than I need. I don't even, you know, and you know, now, like I said earlier, you know, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, and anything could go wrong. But right now, I'm liking my chances. So I am going to take myself as well. All right. Let's get back to looks like we lost Minnick. He's run out of the room, run out of the studio. I don't know what happened. Apparently he's had some a bio break that needed to happen. This is what happens when the 19th hole strikes. Gabe Athouse already put his question in. So let me go back to the we have some time here. We've gone through the reviews. We've gone through the previews. Let's go back to the segment that I like to try to include every week, and that's the BCFL memory. And the one that I thought of over this past week was the back in the day, I'm going to guess this is probably, oh man, this is probably early 2000s. We had started having golf tournaments every year and this and that. And I found back in the, this is when I used to go to a lot of Reading Phillies games. So it was probably like around 2002 through 2005. So I found that the Reading Phillies were doing this promotion. That, you know, you play, it was a combo, golf, Phillies, baseball thing. Mike, I don't know if you remember this. Willow Hollow there off 183. So the deal was you play 18 rounds of golf, and then you go to the game. And then you're, like, treated like you got the VIP status at the game. One of the people involved gets to throw out the first pitch.
Who threw that out?
I did. Yeah, let me get. So I signed up for this thing. We had about.
I remember that.
It was a. You know, they. It was we came in there and we were one of their biggest group. We were one of the first groups to actually do this for them, and we had a large group. I think we had about. I think we had about six or seven foursomes, maybe six foursomes. We had a big group. And we started out at Willow Hollow, and it was in one of those early days. And like I said, this is back in, you know, in the days when
good old days.
This is back in the golden years where, you know, you heard the beers popping in the parking lot before we teed off, before we had shoes on. And so we started out, and I'll never forget. We it got ugly quick. I came back. I think I was I don't know why I positioned myself as the last person to go off. I don't know why, but I did.
So you could drink more beer.
No, I don't know. I think I just
sure that was
when it. I got back to the clubhouse, I had the guy, the manager of the golf course, who was so nice to me, in all the negotiations and the pricing and all the tee times and all the stuff. He had completely did a 180 on me. And what a man that was, you know, nice is, you know, so nice. When I walked in that clubhouse, gave me a look and started yelling at me and saying, if I remember him correctly, you guys are tearing this course up, tearing it up, tearing this course up. You'll never make that baseball game. You'll never make it. And I don't even know what he was talking about. I'm trying to gather my thoughts. I was just going in for a hot dog. I mean, I didn't even know what was going on. He's like, one of your guys went up on 10, came back on 11. And he had a six-pack going out on 10, came back on 11, and got another six-pack. You're tearing this course up. And you know who that person was? It was you.
Yes, it
was. You got a six-pack at 9. You know how at Willow Hollow, 10 goes out and 11 comes 10, back to 11, the club.
Yeah.
You got another six.
That's two holes.
And like I said, that was a couple of forces behind you. And he's like, you guys are just, you're tearing it up. You're all drunk. And right when he was done saying that, I look off to my, and I didn't know what to say. I'm like, look, I'll get a hold of it. I'll gather these guys up. Give me a few minutes. I kept telling him, look, I'll say something to these guys. I'll rein them in. I kept on saying.
It was Vince that was drinking.
Out of the corner of my eye, I'm at the bar there, and the guy's screaming at me. I look out of the corner of my eye. I see this like figure just like run through. Just I didn't even know who it was. I just saw this figure like kind of sneak out, like run, like literally run, like almost like a ghost. I didn't even know what the hell happened. Then after he's done, I'm like, I'll rein him in. Just give me, I'll rein him in.
Sure.
So I start walking past the bar, and at Willow Howell, you walk out the bar, and there's a bathroom there on your left.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, water's coming out of the bottom of the door to the bathroom. Literally, water is coming out.
I'm like,
what the hell's going on here? I open up the bathroom door, and there's literally water all over the bathroom floor. So turns out. That it was Cooch who fucking clogged the goddamn toilet. Must have flushed it too many times.
Are you sure?
Oh, ask Cooch if he's maybe he won't admit it, but yeah, go ahead and ask him.
I will. Okay.
Apparently, the water went down into the first level at some point. Now that was at the clubhouse. I never went back after that. I decided I'm never going back in that place because obviously some water damage there. Okay, so I had to leave. We ended up finishing the.
We do have excellent representation.
Yeah, we tend to go
we
one.
Need,
we tend to go. We tend to go one place and done. So at we ended up getting to the. Somehow we ended up finishing 18. We get to the ballpark now. Now I don't remember if you remember this. We were all in the. We had our own little section out there on the. On the deck with the wooden deck.
Yeah.
And. All I remember is like hearing this. I look over and I'm like, and guess who the dumbass who forgot to take their and back in the day this was metal spikes. I'm looking over. Who do you want to explain who it was? you can't even look at me, can you?
I believe
you're out there on the wooden deck
that
of you're out there on the wooden deck at the ballpark. You forgot to take your golf shoes off and you're walking out there with fucking golf spikes.
Yes. You know what? These are excellent memories from
next thing I know, then I had to go up and I'm like, everyone's like, what the, you were, I don't even know if you were, you were drunk. Who knows? So then
I'm pretty sure
I had to go up. Then I get corralled and the guy's like, oh, now I got to go throw out the first pitch. So I get up there and, the GM of the Reading Phillies, good guy. He's still the GM of the Phillies. These many years later.
Is that the guy that has to blow into breathalyzer before he can start his car?
Yeah, he's had some rough years.
Go ahead,
yeah, but he was a good guy. He's like our age, but he could tell I was in for that. I already had about 4 or 5 hours in, and he's like, I remember him handing me the ball. He's like, yeah, you sure you got this one? I'm like, well, I think I got it.
You're goddamn Troy Taylor.
He gave me this smile like, boy, this is going to be interesting. I walk up to the mound. And next thing I know, I hear everybody from the. I hear Carter. You know, you can hear Carter. It's 5,000 people
laugh.
With
I'm
5,000
sure.
people in
yeah.
the stands, and they're all screaming. I could still hear Carter.
Absolutely.
And all I can hear him. I distinctly hear him say, "Don't get it in the fucking dirt. don't get it." Or, and then he's doing. So all I had to do, like. And if I remember, like, all I was thinking was, you know, I can't hit the dirt. I can't hit the dirt. And then, I mean, I remember throwing the first pitch. It was high and outside. I'll give you that much. It was high and outside,
didn't
but it did not hit the dirt.
Didn't hit the dirt,
it came
baby.
Back to the deck. You know, it was a great time. It was one of those things. It was one of my proudest moments of being a commissioner of the league is throwing out the first pitch and having the whole crowd and.
Yeah.
The crowd, kind of fed off of us screaming,
sure.
And once they heard the league and those 20 guys out there going nuts, the rest of the crowd just kind of like, who the hell? And then yeah, obviously I wasn't they could tell I was feeling no pain, and it was a fun experience. I get back to the deck. Now the last thing I remember about that night, it was later in the evening, like around the seventh or eighth inning, when they come out with that stupid train that shoots peanuts. Shoots the peanuts out of the cannon into so they're shooting peanuts, and this I saw this arc of this peanut bag. It was like almost like a cannon, like it was like a firework. It came into the deck, and this little kid immediately ran after it. And then all of a sudden this kid gets knocked over and
Morgani,
and I'm standing next to Mark Hummel, and Mark Hummel's like, oh, who's the fat guy? Oh, it's Yingsty took out this like 12-year-old kid, ends up rolling down as he was taking out the kid for this bag of peanuts, ends up rolling down this a whole like, you know, it was hilarious to hear Hummel say, oh, who's the fat guy rolling around on the deck? Oh, wait, it's Yingsty.
That's an excellent memory.
The cooch clogging the toilet was probably the worst part of that memory. And
I had no recollection of that because I wasn't there.
I remember discussing it with the group of us afterward, and we were out in the parking lot changing our shoes, and like I'm like, yeah, there's some damage in there. The water was coming down into the locker room on the first. And then finally, Cooch is like, yeah, you know, he does his, But I remember, he ran out of that freaking bathroom.
He's known for his shit.
Like I said, man, that dude was not happy to see me when I came in that place.
So, that was an excellent story.
Well,
I enjoyed it. I remember that memory.
Now you do. So you're not, you don't have a disease,
well,
possibly.
Some things I can't remember. You know.
Well, all right, cool. Well, I don't know.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll take some feedback from owners. Anyone who wants to throw out a memory, text me or email me.
That's not the first time I had the wrong shoes.
No. Well, I was going to say the other time you did this was when we – this is way back. This is like 27, 26 years ago when
that's
we
when
had –
when I won. That would
yeah,
be
when we had it at the Wilmelsdorf Fire Company
98.
When we bowled.
Yes.
Kantos and I dropped you off, and you forgot to change out of your bowling shoes.
Yeah, I woke up with
so
my bowling shoes.
Kantos rolled the window down, and while you were halfway in your driveway and said, hey, asshole, you still have your bowling shoes on, then rolled his window up and we took off. That's what I remember. But yeah, you didn't even realize you had your bowling shoes.
I didn't realize till the next morning. I woke up and I thought, where the fuck are my shoes?
We told you about it. You must have. All right, man. I think we're gonna call it a night. We're at an hour.
Oh!
We're gonna try to keep it at an hour. Folks, I think we did better this week, as far as our language, and we want to.
Slight part.
Yeah, you had a few. Yeah, you said some vulgar things, but that's okay. I want to thank Mike Minnick, owner of the IMUS, 1998 champion. I want to thank our sponsor, Lion's Head Beer. Mike has finished off a couple of these double deluxe, so we'll see how that goes. It's been a good evening. This has been. I'm the.
I'd like to say.
My name is. Oh, the bird again. Yeah, Goldie. Goldie. Yeah. If anybody wants Goldie, please contact me. She's lonely.
She's quiet.
She's terrified of us being in her room. In her room here.
Okay.
But I want to call it, Mike.
I
want to wish everybody a happy week 7.
Yes.
Good luck to everyone, and I guess we will talk again next week.
Next Wednesday.
I am Troy, Commissioner of the BCFL, and this has been a Soup Party Productions production.
What the world needs now
is love,
sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just
too little of.
What the world needs now
is love, sweet love.
No, not just for some,
but for everyone.